Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
I am not reading it to you. You can go home and do the revision. But Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19, I read and I said, a feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. I also read Matthew chapter 6, verse number 24. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 24th verse. Jesus said, will be anywhere with me as soon as we are beno. And the English says that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other. Can you help the children for me, please? Help the children for me. Protocol. Or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Jesus is making a clear statement. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. Profound. Profound. And when you look carefully about Luke chapter 16, that is something that I would develop further on Sunday and read a couple of verses to you. And the verse 1 says, and he said also to his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto the rich man that the steward had wasted all your goods. And the rich man called the steward and said unto him, what is it that I'm hearing about you? Come and give accounts of your stewardship, that thou mayest no longer be my steward. Look at verse number 3. The Bible said, then the steward said on within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord take away my stewardship. I cannot dig. And to beg, I am ashamed. In other words, I cannot dig and I cannot beg because I am ashamed to beg. I want you to note emphatically that begging is a shame. This is one very reason why Asoripape Mumua is a priority to me. Begging is a shame. Anybody that begs, put a little eyes on the thing for me. Anybody that begs have become shameful to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Anybody who begs, oh, mommy, weak, I can't remember, all those things. Anybody who is a beggar, put their eyes on the sound for me. It is that person can become a shameful person. Anybody that begs has become shameful to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So I am resolved in verse number 4 of Luke 16 what to do, that when I am put out of my stewardship or business, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and he said to the first one, how much are you owing my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said, take thy bill and sit quickly and write 50. In other words, I give you a 50% discount. Pay only 50. And said to the other, how are you owing my Lord? And he said, I'm owing 100 measures of wheat. And he said, I give you also 50% discount. And the Lord commended, the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. And then Jesus makes a very profound statement. For the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. The children of this, and I'm going to use the opportunity to be able to address few things. What do I have on the screen? What is this? Don't give me surprises. I don't like surprises. Nothing has to change here. Don't give me surprises. So the master commended the unjust steward that he had been wise. Then he's making a profound statement. The children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light. I would take my time and build upon it. You know, sometimes I see the Christians blasting in tongues and they are broke. But we don't even see it. And I'm going to use the opportunity to take my time. The fact that we are going to heaven doesn't mean you should struggle on earth. Because you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. When we say somebody is a Christian, I was saying on OKFM this afternoon that person has certain qualities. Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 8. Verse number 9 and verse number 10, possibly push it to verse number 13. The Bible makes something very profound in this presentation. And Matthew, the third chapter, let's start from verse 8. In verse number 8, the Bible was making this submission. And he said, bring forth therefore fruits that are meat of repentance. It means so abba efata adrin sachara. Monsu abba efata adrin sachara. Naturally, so we will be baby who no na a hand about the tenant, monk, what you about the tenants, anybody more. A baby one when the panel was also. Apart from tenant, eh, I want to be a crunk, crunier. Apart from Sydney panel, a so, Yamisuru, one of the abba was any panel, so it's responsibility. Would he panny, would he be a Nasudia, Waboka, she did as well. Or you're responsible. Nini pa one ran a ma or ran a year. No. It nipa one responsible men and women that are serving God. It is because they are bearing fruits of repentance. This is one of the reasons why, Mama Comfort, you are seeing too many breakaways in churches. Because they think that the head pastor is in charge of the entire money of the church. And therefore, as I see a check here, Yan Chenny, Yan Chenny, say, Yan Chenny, say, this is the reason why, as a church, we have a very strong policy of lay ministry. Yeah. No pastor here is full time. No. The church doesn't have any obligation to be paying, you know, all kinds of crazy bills. The pastor is living nice and well and all that. I mean, you kinda well. Nonsense. Nonsense. Pebanjeton. I'm starting a business for some young men. I feel they are gifted people, but they can't see opportunities. So I'm starting a business for them. I'll give them the capital, and I'm showing them what to do. Now, if they are if they're feeling big and whatever. But one trip will be and you triple the money. So you can't lose. You have a place to sell your goods. If you go and they don't buy it, come and sell it to me. Then, from that day, they are no more beggars. So they are praying in tongues, they are praying, playing tambourine, they are ushers in church, but they are not broke. Yeah. Because he can never say with GD. Even here I'm telling you the truth. I'm building up on something. This is a very practical church. We don't joke here. Car will be cheap. Na nenibre. Openly when ibre a pejuma you. Pejuma ye, pejuma ye, pejuma ye, pejuma ye. There are so many things that you know. Emtimi many pen konenim se se diete se womutimi komene. Bibi chungu sign. Bibi chungu sign. Today, I'm going to take my time. And we're going to start. I'm teaching on grace versus law. This is my subject. Grace versus law. The grace of God and versus the law of God. That's what I'm talking about. The people are when Yami has yes one woman nanteno, you wash him rat maum, and every day Nankasa and woman nante a queen be so. Now a pretty be drew ya what one Kasa and doba crabbe ya for the boat. No day at then I am papa and then am I. Duke and Roman for me too, Mensa, Imuaye, Mensa, Romans 3:23. The Bible say, Naya, Bonnie, when Yangu Bonu, when Yama Boy, for all have sinned and fallen short from the glory of God. In verse number 24, or say, you know, for we are all justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, in anybody who is in Christ, just as 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17 says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ubi ba Kristo mu anu aya body fufro. Eniye madadane chem. Eniye mena ababedane fufro. There is something very profound that you know. He is talking about if any man be in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. The other one is saying there is redemption in Christ. Anybody who comes into Christ cannot be a slave. That person is redeemed from the works of darkness and from the works of the law, and now have been ushered into a dispensation of grace that the Bible is, you know, making it profound. That he had made Jesus a propitiation for us. That word propitiation is a very, very profound truth of God's word. Say amen. Because Christ will be asking them, that person is trustworthy. I don't think that media me really gonna for say Christ is some bachelor no aye some no. I can we can be covered. Say a Christian country. Me we musuni abano amosono a bitimu se munim Christ. Munim yame. Yeah. Se muni mnyami yankaya se mani ni esi montine se gote mu fikan kai. E grofo de containers be sisi kwa ho. E se muni sodin free ha ha yon ton ni ema wa ha. O se next time yon to ma ho. Ense wuno. Ense wuno. Yon to ma ho se. Kristo ni! Tibi wuno se haya miti. Ka akura biti miya bichu ya fieso. O ye baju manyanse ni nu asore ho enyu ubinu obeka chere. I went to a church somewhere. So I'm asking, nobody was wearing mask. And I was telling the people there, mo chira chira bone. Mo chira chira bone. I don't care how you feel about this restriction, and you know, but once a mrano de yen, we become a resort, an example. We will have to set the example for others to emulate. That is a Christian. A Christian is a model. This is exactly what the Bible was talking about in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. He was speaking concerning the daughters of Zion and made something very profound. He said, likewise, ye wives, be in subject to your own husband, that if anybody does not obey the word of the Lord, they also, without the preaching and screaming of Kofi Odro, they will look at the wives, just their character, their
attitude, their conduct alone is a message. It was a Sarah and a Yeronum, Mumre Mohas, Mamma and Casamukunum, and I said, Obi and Tia Samua, a Yano Quasamua, the Bible said, Obefa, a Yeronum, a Braba, a Wunya Samno, a so, Abinam Guaje. I said, you didn't know Abraba, Wunya Samno, a preaching enough. A gospel enough. The show abrabonwa. I was here to ye Christo chidi ni. And ye Christ ni siye ni ni. And yem yame sumno a yesini trase. So fo brafone yire tantai. And you know, and all this kind of craziness into obian chino will be at the pa. And yes, sini metrase no money are there. Maybe cast a match out here. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Everybody in this place, what by sorry, even 1 month, it is enough to change your life. 1 month. By the time you are coming to church for 1, 2, 10 years, and you still behave like a child who have not even tasted the milk of the word, something is wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians 4, may tell me, you know, Imudu. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 10th verse. Let's build upon something. And so he builds up and said, we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Work something like that, which God has foreordained, or God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Take it to the old software and let's read in different versions and see exactly what the Bible has got to say. Say amen. Hallelujah. Now, in this same verse, we can find it in many wonderful versions. This one says, God has made us what we are. And in our union with Jesus Christ, he has created us for a life of good deeds. What this Bible, when you read from verse number 1, the Bible was talking about nobody is saved by works. Let's read from verse 8. Put it in King James Version. The Bible said we are saved by grace through faith, you know, wherein we abound toward in all wisdom and in prudence. Let's see verse number 9 and build up from there. Having made unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. Now he goes to, all right, let's build up on a little bit. Let me, you know, read a couple of verses and then we can take it from there. Say amen. All right. So Ephesians, I would like us to praise God. Okay, let's go to verse 5. How come I didn't see this in verse 8? Because I'm still in verse 8. Ephesians 2, 8. 2, 8. Go to verse 8. Okay, let's read from verse 5 so we can get some few understanding. Let's go from verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. The Bible said, and when we were dead in sins, this is a clear indication that if somebody is living in sin, he is dead. This is the reason why somebody has to be born again. And was he nyanin ifri wo wo enanu awada nimo na wotimi enyankwa. The Bible said, dead in sins have quickened us. That is the work of grace. The grace of God quickened us with Christ together. That by grace, you are saved. You are not saved because you don't commit adultery. You don't commit fornication. You steal. You're not following somebody's up. No! Obi anywa wanamu nyuma pasu benyankwa. there is nobody. For say a papa ya 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 no kura etisengung tumagufi ewo inyamiri. Obia was what tene kura ano esini tirase. Dia was what tene no enokre esini tirase. Say amen. Wenipa was what tene no onokura me say esini tirase. Iti adum adumne. I don't know when you're going to punch at the air. One breath, one young word, you might never fat out. I'm going to say that again. I don't know when you're going to punch at the air. One breath, one young word, you might never fat out. And here they are. So grace is the unmerited favor of God. You don't qualify. You are not eligible. But he has conferred it on you. That is the grace of God. Say a good amen. He went with a price. You know, said, I am going to make the new creation. Again, new creation. Let's say that the creation was a monkey. Now the creation is a lion. An absolute breed, totally different from what it used to be. So the grace of God, it washes you in the blood, you know, and then it purges you. And what can I be for from? When I'm young, yeah, still, and that's what you pass it me. Because your cast will be born again. Ya will be for fra. I don't know any more jareno. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26, 27, and possibly 28. Ephesians 5. The Bible says, Yahweh will be fufra. This is what happens. He sanctify and cleanse you by the washing of water by the word. This is what happens when somebody, you know, is born again. The grace of God, this is what the grace does. And then in verse number 27, listen to it, that he might present unto himself a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, and without anything, any of such thing, that we should be holy without blemish. Yakase will be a holier and your tardier. Enya mpaboa. Enya kwanya wo march. Enya no ne holiness. Ya kasu will be holier. Enya su aboniti o moniti. Wa ye makeup o ye makeup. Eno nye holiness. Holiness is a dream of froye. Holiness is a kumemu en sachira ye. A dream sachira. E beni paswa. Wa fi guha. Wansa metetini fi nini. That is holiness. Oh, you can add a one tip of one. A dream of fufraya to ma mu and such diet. That is holiness. A defeat, a dear dear yam 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 yam. You don't go near it. That is holiness. That is holiness. And you be a woe yer the amount of who knows that we holy know. Suffer no one you would take me for. Suffering you take me for. Suffering you crab ahead with Jimmy Kurachel. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, it's the truth, man. And you maybe want to make a moon in Nikosi someone Casamodim. But you not suffering grew Jimmy Chell. Nipper P. Bokola. Woman in your Mapanguaba. Character they lack. It's serious. They sent me away. Maybe I suffer at all. And in a year, they are having marital problems. I was here to me rebuke you almost sharply. Here comes the Quemo. Almost some yammy. And to me, my sir, one of Yere no Kunuti Aduango Maso, and you are still in the pulpit. You are wounded. You are wounded. One Gasamuji, too. You are wounded. The Nimia, what they mass or the man. Share. That's this of the other form. You will sue a fatal Christ of our suffer. Cast will be in Yamif suffer when you pacono Unyame up in the hole. A crucial no sandy paddle. A cono beer. You will be as in Yamia. This is why I tell many people, I call an infantile. You know, you don't qualify here the ball. What's your tifri will come? Says your tifri will come. See, into your circle, I know. There is a reason. Atari and be out there wishing you to tum. It's in a home. I say, we are seeing now, born in the reassi. It's somewhere. It will be us. I don't know. We call on what power no? Actually, say if somewhere where we are seeing none, when you are men, I'm crunking yes, what flowers there? But since you couldn't suffer, in tea, yet the black and upper white in the money of the abo. Crunk, any high, every way we assume, now quack, and what we need to really tell God's people, ladies and gentlemen, in this very particular time, you know, that mission, you may be a year, no money, a dear, and all stuff like that. To me, am I with a hope? To me, am I with a hope? Say, Yami Sofono, Malachi chapter 2. Check your verse 6, me and Hadi. Malachi 2, 6. The Bible said the law of truth. No question, no. When Yami Sofum, Yami Sofo, Enum. Bonne, Anna and Mumoyo, it is not found in the mouth of a priest. In Enum. He walked with me in peace and in equity. He did turn many from iniquity. This is suffer. We need a friend to suffer. Put it in GNT, same verse. Let's get into something very serious. It is Obama Befro, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. Muya ahene asofuku, o man krum krum, o maya winyamine eyimo, o kase yin na ye ba sodi, o biya sofo, o biya ohene. There is a reason. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Yeah, a peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of Almighty God. There is a reason why he goes up to say these things. Go back to Malachi chapter number 2, verse number 6 in GNT. Now, for GNT, everybody, listen to that. He said, the preacher taught that what was right, not what is wrong. And I know we heard some for page in our software name that will catch our software no, and you know, some that gradually because Obi Kasim be Satan to media, be able to be to him or can now will be so some no, the quite another level. No, I can will be so some no, because you know that I heard the statement, and the statement was like cheating is normal, cheating is normal. This is what you hear. Yeah. And if your pastor is already struggling in promiscuity with other women and men, this is what you say, because you need to justify your deeds. Cheating is normal. Would you want to hear anything, bro? For no, I will come. Listen to the verbose vocabulary. Cheating is normal. Did you see cheating? You're normal. TGMC, a Tigumubi. Yen Tigumbi, we are there. Tigumubi, open Chinese and Japanese. Hey! This makes me know that said the Bible can was here. We are going to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible was talking about something very profound. Was here. We are going to read, and Chira would do a baby, baby. You know, it is so amazing. Look, let me look at this. Chapter 4, verse 1. 4, 1. Focus, please. The identity as many. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. Look at verse 1. You know, the Bible said that the Spirit speaketh expressly. You know, whom need you dance here? Say, a brain con a rear. You know, in Nippa baby, many people will fall away from the faith. Me wahana anu na tamale. Suffer mua. Ebo ni huntu. Suffer. Oh, I be ye casua of anko. So for Peter, you call and what one would do? Bisam said, the enter. Girl be a so for Peter, person over there. My girl, no, the church and which less of Peter. I see, I can say. You call ya, that's what for Peter, but it would do. girl here saying.
Come on, you need your soul more. My boy, bang, now, low mini. Something must be wrong. I got them so good picture from the two a impressive for the share Robin Tamkosi. Affle. By now, a team will take place. Dear Yehua Bekano, I can't read. Can I have the scripture back? And it's Malachi chapter. Relax. Let's stay in this. The Bible said many will heed to seducing spirit. Put it in GNT. This verse particularly. In this verse, the Bible said, I give these instructions. No. Verse 1. Focus, please. Verse number 1. I'm still in verse 1. The Spirit says clearly that some people will abandon the faith in the latter times. They will obey lying spirits and follow the teachings of demons. If somebody tells me that cheating is normal, I am hearing demons. Straight, I am hearing demons. The doctrine of demons. Straight. Hey, Draman from Bianua will be here when I'm hearing him. From Fobianua will be here when I'm hearing him. From the Fobianua will be our the Trumo. First Corinthians chapter number 6 verse 9 or 9:6, which one? First Corinthians chapter 6 verse number 9 in 6:9. The Bible says, yet thing I mean my mom, my ahini, you know, ahini, you know, this is what we are doing right now. Oh my God. Very serious. Yeah, let me build up because I'm closing exactly on time at 7:30. You know, he moves very clearly and he said, yeah, and yes, one said, Munshaya, same thing I was my for poet, Munshaya will be another. Every me say nada beba. Kwa Nigeria and nada for fake prophets. These people just like Ghana have opened television stations. Morning to morning and nada. I was shocked the other day. Me no me nyasa channels and me ni ntia me nyasa channels. Praise God. I don't know why those channels don't come on my television. I was preaching at Cape Coast University. Omo de meko a little Charlotte, and I'm changing to come to the crusade. And then I said, let me look for the news channel. I'm checking out news channel. You know, there was no CNN, there was no Al Jazeera, and all that. But I realized there were so many channels. I counted them. There were 203. This channel, that channel, where the candle abisio waso, the candle no susa. For when him come home, I'm sitting and I'm looking at it. Usaf when him cook and down the home, my name shimu and him. No, I tell you, my will be catch the wa. What do you just say? Wouldn't him yamen or hair no fenyan santo? Say, ubi dia a boama a sore massa monyan konoa. Fabo tunsu ne hwien su go ho ne soja na noa wudi ya me say won feri wo yankopon na Spiritual marriage na moneda form na so vote tango wo muso so for the na wudi ya wuti meta automatically e tango ase wuti bi enter by heart so e die be na wakodi a pia ye wuti meta automatically. The people of God have been purchased with the precious blood of the Lamb. Sad. Praise the name of the Lord. And so when we talk about the grace of God, we are talking about the unmerited favor. Adomu anem fatau. And so, we are not the baby at chow. The poor tene. Sari and the infant you do from Yemun and Mutia. Not domne boor tene. Not domne boor tene. Say a good amen. I'm going to go further and let us, you know, what was the scripture we were reading now? Good. When I'm a person, you know, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. Let's go back to that. It was anase munim se adie bia entene enya wenyankopa hene, you know. Very clear. Was my father Paul, who wrote many of the epistles, making it straight in his epistemology. He is making it clear to the morning day believer. Munim se adie bia, know ye not the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. A woman gets up and says, "Mimpe ubi, mimware ubi." Gaso for ye you man say, "When be aso?" The bomb pie is ready when you meet them. It too mufo. I come up boom. I know I'm going to be in so. I come. I mean, I want to turn on onye and who are there? Onye na wo memunsiya. I catch them. I say, "Adie bi owa." Anya bon sam e Jimmy. It's the truth. Anya bon sam. Set me ye waba. Let me tell you sorry kot na bear maso. Na bear man in it mini wo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A wo nye shua ye se. Before unipa be woba kwama bofrane nyin wabre. I'm serious. Ye ya woka krebi kura winim bre ni babrimu. Huh? We who see see we who we who see jina ha me di ye oh baba no she pa da egu for six children watching granted doma things work of funny pine we fu mu to one we fu mu ho jija wa ba no o sha bi anu eni ye gan o ye so be num kure dure. Oju nse wo da fom. Onyum kure don fun we dey an order ndo. Fresh screwdriver won me yam. Na wo so hm na so ya be ya. Ade aje en wo wu dambo ano. Na ya kuku duro fo no jina ho me meto. We na America wo mun suso nse hunu so. Uku mu yire fo na ya de watena akonwa bi so. Electric chair bi bi chi wuti te se chense. Ya bi je ku. In my only verb, I put so 5 minutes. Why a board? That's you. Every day, who answer the catcher or no catcher? is the truth. There are people sitting here who don't even respect their own wives. I wish I can explain that. So who worry or the woman has the right to her own life and has decided to share her beautiful life with you. You should count yourself very, very, very blessed. I met some very, very beautiful people, but very humble people. Very sweet people. Sa dumba will be swa. Iriase. And then I did do to war. Wunu ne se. Ebrenu wa wea wuwane manfreni ya wu tremas as easy. We ya akandiye, akandiye, akandiye a wudi trem. Atadiye shemi. Midru fia me wura to ho. Sane ni pedia netiye. Mi wuro we to wa. Ma fafo frashe. The fabrics are easy, the fabrics are mat soothing, and then media no akoda. San riasi ni padia iwe eya tade. E debi ba ube urato ho. Nwa fafu frash. Uko heavy a ye wwa tade. Uko hell and swa ye wwa tade.
And you may be on my son, them never see a canoe.
And you may be a tedium making. And you may be on my son, them never see a canoe.
No beer, Timmy Timmy.
That braya, ya boy, a dacro, a cranium, you know, danqua, and a daho running was say here. Eternal life and eternal damnation or destruction. The CIA would do away, was who ye and me, you might be present me, besides the dear bending, I may back after all, so who could do quite a tiny baby and no,
you will have to choose one. I wish I can explain. When you mean cut that, say, oh, go with you, Bruce, any idea, oh, yeah, yeah, mom, now you don't forget, but when you have a same cut. Catch will be our ha, when you will be a war apart from what you what for you a chin will be a coat, you didn't make a show.
And what's the ultimate pata with your man a comat on him? And yes, sir, in Yinshira. Aye, dear, eh? Macon Yamon Grovuana. Are you dear? And some monocrajare. Injira, your mother me. Injira. O be a wa, Miss Wonu wafa, we eat a cheek. Afro Kunachin will be a wa, they say. Patanaman a commandonium. And yes, sir, Injira. I didn't know yet a wow, umpana wow, you didn't be. I want to ask. Besides, Mama Rita has some corona. Dear, now I'm proud of you. Didn't be. What's a baby? Me, Jiri. Baby. Say a good amen.
Bring your scripture back. Let me read through. And this is what the Bible said emphatically. You know, Mama won Adam a grandma for. Tia ye. I was on some for. I was a set ye for. Man. Merima,
yeah. Where did this one go? Yeah, Merima, I go shifu. And Merima, one name Merima, trumu fuwa. LBGT, you are in the Bible. The Lord knew a time will come you will call yourself LBGTI. You are here. Mama D will be true, Mama Trumwa Pro. I'm speaking to you here.
Mema kuhifo. Mema wane mema da. Next verse. The next verse is making a very emphatic, you know, a refor. Mo amokoje papa no wo free Switzerland ne ba ye bag munti ye yi. Mo ne ne mo kase. Clear. Any bread for sister to your dear Yakikano because you do to her now. Ben Wunu said, send me any of these category who are hini, you know, say abomidada seriously. Hini, you know, say a yambo crada, a yafina, a bebo as a bow for drunkards, revilers, extortioners, yeah. And sabofo and tokwapefo and mimfo. The Bible said, "Unya winyankopa hini." There is no way they will attain or inherit the kingdom of God. Unsanka nyadi abekurem. Let me go over it again, and then I can go and talk about exactly what I'm talking about tonight, and then we can bring our message to a close. Yeah, the Bible said, and I said, "Munim said." You know, one one thing, a dear dear entier. The cast when you be entier, the person that had an opportunity to accept the grace of God as a free gift. When you uncompound at his idea, we chair was a member. A debbie member, and what you know, he knew no, I him running him, Rakacha was a minimum. Free me so called with Jatadia and the Bribrinim minimo. Will be a baba man in Sasson of a Christo Yeshua. Grace is a free gift. And you might be born again. When you be na me, ya boy, shame, no, and you know, they save you. And non carry when it comes to salvation. The grace of God. When you make at a gift in my, it is said, you are signed open check. That is salvation. Grace is the commodity of salvation. Say amen. Say amen. Now let's go back to the scripture we were reading and go to verse 10. Let me see what is in verse 10. And then maybe we can, yeah. No, verse 11 rather. Verse number 11. Yeah. And the Bible said, "And such were some of you, but you are washed." I love that. You are washed. But you are sanctified. Not just a wash is not sanctified. Different from that. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. This is amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Sananka monso mumubi namotie. Afedie. We jarimo. Watemoho. Yeah. We boomobim. This is what has happened to you. You are not just an ordinary person. I'm telling you. Then he goes further and say that, you know, you've been justified. Amazing. This is very profound. It even finds a beer, be empower for not, I'm a gatekeeper, a prayer warrior, an intercessor. Me be a menumua, Onyame pumi ne bepie, onyame adom ne bepie, onyame nwosra e ne bepie. Sɛ me yɛnwom tuni na me twrɔnwom na me tɔnwom a, I am going to write the mind of God, the intentions of God, and the will of God. Sɛ me yɛ sɔfo a, me bie mano a, Bible kan wɔ John chapter 3 verse 34, ɔsi obia onyame asoma no no, ɔkanye Onyankopɔn nsɛm. I will speak the mind of God, not what the people want to hear, not but what God has intended for his people. Can I hear a good amen? Now let me develop further. Let me develop further. Ephesians chapter 2, let's go back to it. Now in GNT, so go back to the old software and then let me talk about a few things over there and we can work by the grace of God. Ephesians chapter number 2, I'm reminding all of you, we're starting Forest and Bible Curse here, our 4-day fast and prayer. God willing, we're starting on tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and we finish up on Saturday. So join up. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome by the grace of God. Say amen. All right, bring up the scripture. Let's go. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 10th verse. I started from verse number five. Let's start from verse 8. You will have a better understanding. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. The Bible said, for it is the grace of God, it is God's grace that you have been saved through faith. In other words, if anybody has faith in Christ, through that particular grace, you have been saved. You are saved by grace through faith. Saved by grace through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts. But by the grace of God, which is God's gift, so that no man can boast about it. Let's go to verse 9 before verse 10. In verse number 9, the Bible is saying something uniquely profound. What's happening to us? What's happening? Verse 9, I want just verse 9. Not to tonight. It is God's grace that I've made up. No. I've read it. Please, can you focus? We are having a serious thing here tonight. Thank you very much. It is by the grace that ye have been saved through faith. Are you sure I'm reading the same thing? Yeah, I just read this. So it can't be verse 9. It is together. Which version is this that is together? Okay, go to verse number 10. Let's focus on our main point. The Bible said God has made us what we are. And in our union with Jesus Christ, he has created us for a life of good deeds. Now, go back to the next verse. Let me talk about something. Grace is a free gift. And this free gift, you know, the Bible is making this emphatically. Go to verse 10. No, not verse 11. 10. Yeah. So he said that we have been made what we are, and our union with Jesus Christ have created good deeds. Good deeds or works. Good works. So anybody that is living in the grace of God has been given a free gift to be a child of God. And that free gift brings forth fruits of good deeds. Good deeds. Untimi nyanya me adom ye ngofo fro ye nyare wo ye ntewo ye mubem e ma ho nkronkron and still what does so tete fear that than idi. It can't happen. You are too dignified. Ye gare wato wa ma wa wa Moreka dada ni yenko hon. Iti se obiye nyami ya duma tono. Ti midane mbrefi ye maadi ye chia. Mwumbeme wangwa. Adiye biwa honu mwa. Ese se ye wabofuno.
What tekure was over from? Abortion come. Nkonkon saka. Yeah. Nenti kika eka ho. Esese! Eye wabofuno. I have told you, no Christian can hate another Christian. It doesn't matter what. No Christian can hate another. You cannot even hate an unbeliever. You are not permitted to hate anybody. You cannot even be cruel to animals. The gift of God is a loving gift. The Spirit of God is a loving. And this is why I tell it, Mama Comfort, this is why I tell people that if I want to love you and you are refusing my love, I will step back and still love you from a distance. I will still love you from a distance. Praise the name of the Lord. I met Kwame Eugene in the studio today. He was so excited to meet me. He said, can you believe that I'm meeting Prophet Odro? I said, amen. We love everybody. You are our target, people like you. A soul behind the fold is a mandate for us to bring them in. How can I win a soul when I hate the soul? Think about it. I have told him, anytime you have a show, call me for altar call. Gather the people who are come and conduct an altar call. Say amen. How can we win the soul if we hate the soul? I mean, how can you, if the soul knows that you hate him, how will the soul will even open up to you to preach your gospel? You will have to love the soul to preach the gospel. Say eno lizi wa he say eno lizi ai bibi na me mpa I was a me friend no na me twi na nim ni ya wie ni akambom ni ya koye baby asem die no ano ne Kristo ni na me me hunu no na me ne ne sere bad makume mu no bibi no inye nshira nim itimu amo he na na me pese utena se na wo sese obi a wo ne ne wa asem. That's our sebre. What sebre? Konin in kubum. O ex. Ujao ya 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 ya. Konin in kubum. Mufunga jima sudi ya wo yibi. Eno na show ono. A show! Sir, on the break your virginity. Why, young one, Juma? Why, young one, Juma? I'm going to be gone, I'm a grand to be gone. That's how I'm a grand to be gone. Young one, Juma, what are you? I carry you. And I want my room. Now, so be bunny, dear. So we wouldn't do it. Anytime we preach and talk about good works, people think that we are ignoring this. No. This one comes from this, you will get this. And from here, you will come here. This is where you are going to see Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 22. We and I be hunuha. It we will give birth to this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. He goes further and says meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. out of grace will come free gift, and out of free gift will come good works or deeds. And that is where you will have Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think about these things, not a dream thing. Think about these things. Will be our for Christ Jesus. Put it in tree, let me read it in tree. Philip from me too in Nangimu. I said, any animal I care, Chirino. The Ayano Cre, the animal drew, the Huntia, the award door, the wooden pup. So, but I pay you a say, yeah, you be a while. Sandy, am I? And I'm gonna home. Oh, baby, be a genus, Sandy, am I? I'm gonna home. This will be genetic, is which Anatadi, I can kind of news I've been here watching the Anatadi, the Empatano. We need the Spirit of God and yet the Holy Spirit. It can be the Holy Ghost. Oh, be kind of news. Oh, how nice. And I sister, I don't know, we be and find a question. I wish I would know a check and never sister stand there. Yeah, just stand there and two of you know a check. Say a good amen. Let me push it for just 5 minutes and I'm done. And I will want to use opportunity to tell everybody, let's read two different scriptures and then I'll bring my message to a close. The first one will be Titus chapter 3, verse number 8. And the second one will be Titus 3, verse number 14. And then I'll bring my message to a close. Titus 3, 8. Titus chapter 3, verse number 8. The Bible said, it is a faithful saying that these things, that I will that thou affirm them constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. Yeah. These things are good and profitable unto men. Well, say, you know, kwasem, you know, ena meshe se, wushimudene. Se, wawa, waji winyankupuwe di, you know. Wanyene sadia yebon yuma pa, ehumudene. Jinekwanya, ye fasubonyuma, obia wajia radi yesu edi, wa jinekwanya, ye fasubonyuma pa, e humodene. E futu pa, achire chire pa, enchire chire pa, kasa chire pa. That is what I'm talking about. And ye ye say ubi ajene. Ye ye say ubi ajene. Muna mutuchi asare toilet, and I say, oh, ye ye chie jayi. Opa amuntu asu. There are people like that, even in this place. Yeah. You know, they say, it will shock you, Mama Comfort. There are people like that. Bring your scripture back. Look at it again. Very interesting scripture. Was it? Eh, no, kwasem. Na, yenom na me shock. Sa, wushimudine. Sa, wawa, waji wunyan kupo enti, you know. Enmine, sadia. Wabo, inyuma pa umotene. Kokobu, inyuma pa umotene. Yes, you can sampani we ye do baby, and that will be says and Moses is a wine a ye in Yamesua dear almost say Samari and in was any among some conam concoyesa. Kona cocoyesa. In you my power modene. Be sure when you ma met me a hununi power. Be sure when you ma met me a hununi power. It is will be Baba Castle or Pesu or Warewa. Nyabotreka crap, any new man. How they treat their mother, how they treat their, you know, sisters. Check it. That will, you can find, if your husband is going to be a nice guy, check how he treats his mother. Check how he treats his sisters. And it will be the same treatment for you. Yeah. Same treatment. Who is that? Same treatment. Say a good amen. Amen. So I'm using the opportunity to, you know, present. Next week, God willing, I will take my time and then we talk about some few things about the Lord. Jesus said, My mom said, no name, maybe I'll be shame one day. What can I say, Marana Kemua, any end to whom through on the ancient Babylon? Achilena! If you know me, whom he all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And the Bible said it is profitable. Second Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. Ufri umofrasi ni machirenua. Eme unu nyansa fa Kristo Yesu jidieso. Ebe seneko mkwa jim. From your childhood, when you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise through Christ Jesus unto salvation. Verse number 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And the Bible said it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. That the man of God will be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. You see the good works? He brings it here also. Good works. Go back to verse 16 and let me read here, you know. Verse number 16. Actually, nefri nyami humimu. Yeman chile chile atenye atene atene. That is one thing the Christians don't want. O chiana wo tene no se. Uh-huh. And tene me. Saying. And tene was saying. I was a young prophet of God, very dynamic guy, amazing man of God. He's built a beautiful church along the Ajin Kutuku stretch. Beautiful church. Amazing guy, Pastor Mike. You know, he came, I gave him a tour where I used to live in Adenta, Shalom Estate. It was two bedroom, beautiful, small house. We lived there for 10 years. And then when we left, the place was empty, so we just renovated. I gave the keys to him to go and relax and enjoy himself. And then start his ministry. So he was there working and all that. One day the police, the patrol team, they know me. So they just called me and said, so for now, when I do dine a manua, problems are quite causing you too much. I'm saying, just say, in some moment, so I went to the place. I have a spare key, so I opened the gate, opened the and go ahead. No, the place was empty. That was my first time. I mean, who said your friend at 8 p.m.? First, I have never seen it before. Sachets on the floor. And so I said, okay, no problem. Where is he? I called his phone, it switched off. And so I decided, okay, let me report it to Hajia, the police commander at Adenta, so that they can follow it up for me. Could do ya and be afraid up so for aba. Hey, so for you watch your PF in the office to come and say hello to me. And then I saw the man of God I'm looking for at Canterbury. I'm saying, ah, so for Ajia say, why so for? Why so for? Wait. And then we brought him home. He took him through deliverance, prayed for him. Obi and Kobeka so one woman Sabrama Bruce if was actual yet two assign. I brought him to my house, prayed for him, delivered him, and by the grace of God today, go and see the beautiful work he's doing. Nipa bibre waha, and you said they are not good Christians. We're pra. Jia de nebe she shiade. I wish I can explain what I just said. Anybody be on moi? Pran we pra. Let's welcome Prophet Tim and his wife. Let her come next to you. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. So whilst I close, you know, let me say this to everybody. Enya wo papa ye ne bema wo ye nyame ba. Christo na domo a wode chekwa. The grace is a free gift, and then it breeds good works. Good works. To ubi a wawa adom, ubi a wenya Christ adom no. Say any pan wenya adom achedie. Afi ube unu se say any pan e so aba. Say any pan abanu a wobesho no. Enti minye Galatians 5:19. 19, they say, you know, when I'm in Yumano, a daddy pefe, put it on the board as well. When I'm in Yumano, daddy pefe, and then a gamma mo. If he, I go here, it goes further in verse number 20. Listen to Abuson, some edutu or tiny akayo. Yeah, he goes and say, Awaya, a bufu, a pri, a pri, a kuzukun, some papemu. And then in the next verse, he goes to say, ni tiny and sabu. This place belongs to you. Keep it. When you marry, give it to your wife or husband. Don't worry. My time is up. Stand to your feet. The two hands are lifted up. Somebody begin to speak in the spirit. Allah doko doka shada da havide de mando koros brigadina mahandike de mando kosala bahandike. Reda bahade kede mohuya azini kada da da bahando dini mahaya ya babu shada ziya da bahado kabade de rabado shala mandi gaziya ya de barako shada sante le kalo zidebiya Jesus. Filamana kololo bareke de baha. Raba de kosana ke de bahante. Pashada kade lelele ya. Tell the Lord to empower you. Help you to grow in the grace of God. Grow into maturity. Grow! Hallelujah. Ye me free born in Nemo till me home. I be on till cry. Na me to me asumu. Yeah. Ame to me aso. Me di. Safaria Safati Jimmy Bra Jimmy Cra I want in a Nafamia Nia Wuba Nami. Hey!
My God. Sephonia. Jimmy, bro. Jimmy, Crow. Family and young open a family. And Holy Spirit, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you release fresh fire upon your church, fresh fire upon your people, fresh fire upon everybody that is watching us online. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus to do your people good. In the name of Jesus, empower us. Make us soar as eagles. When you appear, we will be your pleasure. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Let me speak to our audience. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. Tonight you want to give your life to Christ. You want your sins to be forgiven and washed in the blood of the Lamb. That is the only reason why he went on the cross and died a death that is worth to cleanse your sins and atone and pardon you. Wherever you are, your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I honor you and commend all these lovely people to your trust and to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance in Christ Jesus. I give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.